So DSP week is coming up, Stacy. What do we do to celebrate that here at Restoring Hope?
Yeah. So DSP week was put into place several years ago at the national level. And it designates a week in September to honor and celebrate our direct support professionals. So this year we are celebrating September 7th through the 13th. And we will just really show appreciation and honor our DSPs throughout the entire week.
Right. And so we have DSPs at how many different locations? Put you on the spot there.
Yeah. So we have DSPs in our regular ISLs, mm-hmm. in our medical ISLs, mm-hmm. Our day programs, mm-hmm. and then our employment programs. So we probably have about 12 or 13 different locations.
Okay.
That we have DSPs in.
Gotcha. So in the past, I know we've highlighted and done giveaways on Facebook. And we've had specific categories that we've awarded or drawn names from. What do those categories look like this year?
Yeah. So we, a few years ago, we really started to wanting to highlight the different categories within that DSP role. Mm-hmm. We wanted to get feedback and buy-in from fellow DSPs, from managers that supervise DSPs, and a piece that we're adding this year is to involve the individuals that we support in getting their feedback about mm-hmm. the DSPs. So some of the categories that we are focusing on this year are going to be like the most positive DSP, the most reliable, mm-hmm. Their favorite DSP from a client or individual perspective, and then biggest difference maker and mm-hmm. biggest team player. We really came together as the managers of those programs as far as what makes a good DSP for Restoring Hope, for the individuals, and then mm-hmm. Fellow DSPs. And so those are how we categorized them this year. Mm-hmm. And the managers will be getting that feedback from the DSPs and clients over the month of August so that we are ready to celebrate those individuals in September.
Awesome. I'm excited about that too. That's always fun to get to do those giveaways on Facebook and honor and highlight our DSPs because the work they do is incredibly hard, but I know also can be very rewarding for some. In particular, I think of a story about, I don't know if it was at our Camille location, kind of right out the gate when we opened that medical ISL, was the staff was like fighting who would work on Christmas so they could be with the individuals.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you mentioned like it is a hard job. Mm-hmm. It is challenging. Regardless of what program you're in, there are different challenges. Mm-hmm. So in our medical ISL, our DSPs are dealing more with that hands-on medical care support, end-of-life care support. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, our day programs are regular traditional ISLs, they may not be dealing with as much medical, but they mm-hmm. may be dealing with a lot more of the behavioral challenges.
Right.
So every program has their set of challenges. They just look different for each program. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we are absolutely blessed with the best DSPs. Mm-hmm. And we have had some for many years. And then we've had some new, really strong ones that have came along in the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. And I think in the medical ISL, we started our first medical ISL almost 5 years ago. So okay. It was just post-COVID. Mm-hmm. And we had identified this need for these medical ISLs. And
because the alternative is they're in a hospital, correct?
Yeah.
In most cases?
Yeah, they're either in a hospital mm-hmm. or a medical facility that mm-hmm. Usually is categorized as like a nursing home
gotcha.
Type care.
Mm-hmm.
So 5 years ago when we opened them, I don't even think we knew exactly what we were looking for in a DSP. Mm-hmm. We knew what the needs were and we onboarded several DSPs, and One of the coolest things about that Camille location is we have several employees that were day one employees that are still there. Mm-hmm. So they are super vested. Mm-hmm. They know the ins and outs of that program and those individuals better than anyone.
Right.
And I think it shows, like you mentioned, Christmas. I know we recently had an individual that was going to have a birthday and he was going to be in the hospital for his birthday. Oh. And the staff had came up with, we've got to go see him. We've got to take him these things. We've got to help him celebrate.
Yeah.
Because the reality is a lot of these kids and young adults that we support, like we are their family.
Yeah.
And the DSPs know them and love them more than anybody ever has in their life. Mm-hmm. And so being able to create those avenues so those DSPs can really love the individuals to whatever degree that they can be loved.
Yeah. What do you feel like is a preconception that a lot of people that are transitioning from a DSP role in another location to when they join Restoring Hope, and then how we're different?
Yeah. So there's so many different providers and places of employment. And so every business, you know, implements that role a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in our DSP role, we have individuals that have transitioned in from nursing homes, from state school type setting to school districts, to then other DMH and children's division providers. So their experience is pretty broad.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, they match to come to Restoring Hope. And so I think the differences are probably different for each program, for each location, for each individual, you know, coming in. I know for what I see, when we have DSPs come in, like we really want to create that teamwork and culture and create a place of calm for those individuals. In our ISLs, that is their home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, for us as employees, it's our place of employment.
Right.
But the reality is this is their home that we're being invited into to provide services for them.
Right.
And so trying to keep that vision is really important in our programs. For our day programs, we really try to meet them where they're at when they come to us, you know, Monday through Friday during the day, and create that positive experience and send them on their way to, you know, back to their residential provider, back to their mom and dad, wherever they came from.
Yeah.
And we really want to do that from a place of teamwork, that we can create that together and just be able to really create that for the individuals we support, but also the employees that work in those locations.
Gotcha. What are some of the qualities that you appreciate most about the DSPs that we currently have on staff?
Yeah. So I feel like we have some of the most caring people in the world. I mean, they show up day in and day out and provide the absolute best care to our individuals.
Yeah.
And some of our individuals can be very challenging. And so loving them and showing up for them can create a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
And I think our DSPs do it so very well. Recently, I've had the privilege of helping cover where some people were out on medical leave. And I know just in those couple of programs, I have appreciated the DSP's knowledge so much. I don't work in those programs day in and day out.
Right.
And so I can look at it from one perspective, but honestly, their perspective is completely different. And they are so knowledgeable, and they were so helpful in navigating when, as a management team, we were had people out. They were really able to speak to how the services needed to be, what we were lacking, how to fill the gaps that we had. so that the individuals really were receiving the absolute best care they could.
Mm-hmm. How have you saw the DSP role evolve?
Yeah. So the DSP role within Restoring Hope has definitely evolved over the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. So most of our DSP-led programs are our ISLs, traditional and medical, our day programs, our employment, and a lot of those services have really grown within mm-hmm. Restoring Hope in the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. So we've added a lot of DSPs into the agency really mm-hmm. since 2020. As far as DSP role as an industry, I feel like the state and at the national level is really trying to do more to evolve and move the DSP role. Mm-hmm. So it really is a professional position. The amount of requirements that CMS as Medicaid and Medicare Services and then the state as DMH puts on DSPs, it is a lot mm-hmm. to train on. It is a lot to implement. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot to live out for those individuals. And mm-hmm. so the DSP role has really gained a lot of traction. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll continue to because we as an industry really see the benefit and the just the overall importance of the program. And so mm-hmm. the more as an industry that we're talking about that and pushing that further along, I feel like the more influence the mm-hmm. DSPs will have, not only within Restoring Hope, but within the DD industry in general.
Mm-hmm.
With the DSP role, I think that it's challenging and it's almost flipping the script because the DSPs often know the individuals that we support better than anyone else. We mm-hmm. talk about it in the shared living world, in the host home world, the mm-hmm. host family ends up knowing that individual best.
Right.
That's the same way in day programs mm-hmm. and ISLs, mm-hmm. employment. The DSP working with that individual knows them better than oftentimes the guardian,
yeah.
the support coordinator, the mm-hmm. program manager. And so really creating opportunities for those DSPs to be heard mm-hmm. and have influence to be able to speak into the lives of the individuals that we're changing.
Yeah. And I think it's really interesting that the role of a DSP within Restoring Hope has a lot of different faces. So like in the medical field, obviously it's, or not medical field, in our medical ISLs, it's more of like a medically based role.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in our day programs, it's more of a relational role or life skill building or, you know, going out into the community and learning things or volunteering. Obviously, it's all relational, mm-hmm. But I think it's just really neat how if you're more passionate about medically type care, but caring for others in a relational way, you know, our medical ISLs are the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you know, you want less medical type things, the day program and whatnot could be more up your alley, which there could be some of, you know, hygiene type things that yeah. you have to deal with in the day program. Because of just that's the nature of the individuals mm-hmm. we serve. But I think it's really neat how that DSP role, as you said, has evolved and changed. And as we were growing, it's just providing more opportunities for that role all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's something you'd want to share with all of our DSPs as a way to celebrate and thank them for the work that they do?
I think the biggest thing I would want to share is how much we do appreciate them as an agency. I know that our agency has grown so much, mm-hmm. but our DSPs are really the foundation of being able to provide services mm-hmm. In that ISL day program employment setting.
Right.
And so I would thank all of them for just their passion for the individuals that we serve. And the dedication that they bring day in and day out. Our DSPs are incredible. And our programs are as strong as they are because of the DSPs that we have.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely want to thank our DSPs. They're awesome. We appreciate them. And thanks for visiting with me about DSP Week. And hopefully we can celebrate them and honor them in a way that they are grateful to have and appreciate.
Absolutely. And the reality is our DSPs should be celebrated day in and day out.
Absolutely.
The September week is just an extra highlight. Mm-hmm. That we get to celebrate them and invite the rest of the world in to help us celebrate them during that week. So we look forward to it. And I look forward to rolling out some of those highlights that we'll be doing in September.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.